her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying
so
to
here
hide
we are. Cool as ever, she's 70 degree day yesterday. 70 plus. Lush.
First perfect day of the year.
First perfect day in Wisconsin. And
it's a perfect day for Wisconsinites.
Yeah, that's where we are. That's the prism we're going to push this sucker through.
Yeah.
And currently right now.
Turns out, Chewy, the show happens in Wisconsin. And a lot of the majority of the listening audience, not all. I know people love listening on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. But the majority of the audience does live here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, 70 degrees. I'm wearing long sleeve shirts.
Such a bozo. It's 68 degrees right now. This very moment. I know you're thinking like, oh, the high of 68 at some point today. No, the high today is 75.
Is there a bit of irony in Chewy taking credit for toughening up people around the office, whether it be Ashton Rotman, our executive producer, part-time Will, who fills in when Josh is unavailable.
Also has been said.
All while becoming the softest man we know.
S-A-W-F-T.
Soft. Not the softest that you know, but yes, a little bit soft. Let me tell you why I'm not soft.
Okay. Oh, I would love to hear this, Mr. I went to sleep with an electric blanket last night.
I gave blood yesterday.
That makes you a good person. I mean...
Well, there's needles involved, and there's a lot of things going on, and it was my first experience. My dad used to give tons of blood when he was alive, and... how do I put this? It wasn't all it was cooped up to be. I thought it would
cooped
be fun.
Up.
Now, cooked I like up. The pampering. The pampering, they get a 9.
Oh, because you get the cookie, you get the food. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
A little sandwich
pace of
table.
Play. Pace of play, not good.
Oh, you had a tough
not
time with
good.
The flow?
And a lot. Have you guys ever given blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of intrusive
I don't like
questions.
It. Oh, I don't like
a lot of intrusive
I don't like
questions.
The pumping of the squeezy
the
ball.
The squeezing of the stress ball to get the blood out.
Now, you can lie. People clearly lie. I went with angry because he gives blood. And I said, one of my medications is on the list here. He's like, just lie. Everyone lies.
Why? You wanted to give blood that badly? You had to break the rules?
Well, I didn't. I told the truth, and they still shuffled me through.
Oh, okay. It couldn't have been
but
that
a bad. Lot of, a lot of, didn't you think
can't
a lot of
can't they just,
of
like, spin
questions?
That blood through a filter and get whatever you're
well,
taking out of it?
Well, that's what they did. That's what they did, but I guess I didn't do it right. I don't know.
What do you mean you didn't do it right?
Because Angry's just like, I don't know why you let them just do the plasma. It's just because they're lazy and they don't want to do the stuff to the other blood, so... And everyone else did it. I went to a special section, and I'm like, because I thought I was special.
Because you are
but
special.
Then I found out, hold on. Then I found out that there's a quota that the nurses in there have to reach.
Ooh.
And I was helping them towards their quota.
Yeah.
So I haven't got this thing figured out yet. I got to figure it out.
What?
I got to go again.
To figure out.
Okay.
But- you donate blood. They give you the cookie. You leave.
What are you trying to figure out the angle to donating blood?
Yeah, there's
what's
there's something more to it. You know?
I don't think
it's
so.
Kind of like the IRS, how the IRS finds something.
Oh.
Like,
maybe
we got to dig a little deeper here.
I don't want to compare the Red Cross to the IRS.
I got to tell you guys, I spent 2 hours on hold yesterday with the IRS. Two hours on hold with the IRS. Should I hold that story for later? I'll hold it for later.
Okay. Well,
you
tell me. You're fired up.
2 hours. I'll hold it for later.
Okay.
But I spent 2 hours on hold with the IRS.
I guess I've never been on hold with the IRS. I just kind of look at it as the DMV. Is 2 hours bad? I feel like 2 hours has got to be pretty normal.
I mean, I had the time yesterday.
Especially,
speaking of.
Especially this time of year, like
well,
right after tax
season.
Especially
when I tell you what they wanted with their ass. And I was like, whoa.
Let me guess, they wanted your money.
I'll take a wild stab at it.
and
shot in the dark. Wow. Josh.
They wanted a lot of it, okay? This wasn't one of those, let them have it.
I imagine, like, imagine some of the fun things you've done, some of the events you've done, did not get run through payroll. So you got paid in full via check transfer.
I don't want to do this because I want to hear Chewy's thing, but I will tell you this, okay? So remind me as we get through the show for me to tell my IRS story yesterday. Speaking of time, Chewy, you got all kinds of time, and yet yesterday you got a little jammed up at the old hardware store, didn't you, bud?
Yeah. And I think down here you just have to come to the realization that old people are old. They're just old. Because I try and get into their head whether they don't care or they're old and they don't know or they're spiteful. Because I'm at Home Depot and all the snowbirds are gone. So it's kind of like a third of the amount of people that are here in January, or no, two-thirds are gone. So Home Depot, I was the second person in line. Traffic is wonderful, great. And usually it's a breeze, but the guy at the checkout checking you out was probably late 70s, and the guy checking out was late 70s, and they were having a full-blown conversation while I was sitting in line, and I didn't have anywhere to go, but I wanted to go, you know? So I'm giving them the...
the exaggerated deep sigh.
You know, I'm like, are you serious? It was 6 minutes.
You start whistling?
Yeah, I'm like... And then I'm staring at the self-checkout, and I'm not going to do it for spite, but I'm spiting myself.
Correct.
You know?
Look at him work through this thing all on his own.
So I sat there, and the guy was, I'm like, no, I'm not talking to you. I'm so mad. Just check me out and get out of here. And I was, the thing was about it, I was getting $8 worth of stuff.
Yeah, that's...
prime self-checkout.
So what, you're holding maximum of two things in your hand?
I had little three sprinkler head nozzles, yeah. And it crossed my mind, like, do I just put it on the table next to me and just leave? But I had time. Like,
did
I
you
said,
need I'm the
like,
sprinkler heads?
Yeah, not that bad.
I mean, again, the solution here is simple.
I mean, he was thinking about, you know, dropping it and then driving across town to go to Lowe's and, you know, spend his money at Lowe's.
You're fighting the obvious answer here.
Yeah, but then they would have won, Jen.
What do they win?
His money?
They
would have won.
They're getting your money either way.
No. I'm saying the two old people would have won.
They didn't know they were in a competition with you, bud.
Also, win-win. Have you ever heard of those situations? They win because they get to keep having their little combo at the checkout, and you win because you go to the self-checkout, you boop it across, and you're gone.
No, because ultimately I won because I'm sure the rest of the day guy was probably saying, oh, he was kind of rude. So then I win.
I guarantee
you. Should
you.
Be a little self-aware next time that...
Chewy, I promise you.
Yeah.
That guy didn't give you a second thought the second you walked away from that checkout.
You don't think so?
As somebody who's worked in retail, customer service, all the things,
yeah,
I don't think about a person after they leave unless they, like, assault me. Unless they do something so... Like, a guy's rude to me, welcome to the rest of America. Most people are rude. That's just how it goes.
Now I have to go back there today.
Use self-checkout. Checkout. Just try it.
I'll try it, but I'm not doing it if I have more than 20 items. I don't get paid to self-checkout.
Yeah, obviously.
Even though, Josh, you say you do?
I will, at every single opportunity, check myself out. At the grocery store, at wherever I am, if it's available to me, I will go to it. There are few equations where, whatever reason, the line is super long for self-checkout, and you're like, well, at this point, I'm just going to go to a person who's going to get me done much quicker than this. But, yeah, 100% of the time.
Here's the thing. I go to Syndex for grocery store. You know, I go there every day when I'm back home, and I know all the checkout. There's one guy and then the two ladies, and I'll sit in there and be fifth in line when there's no one at the self-checkout, because I want to talk to them, but I talk to them while they're checking me out.
Since when do you want to talk to people? Right. This is a new development for me.
I like they're very nice people.
This is the part of him getting older and softer.
They listen to the show, but I talk while they're checking me out. That doesn't bother you, the people that they're all checked out and then they sit there and talk? Come on.
Again, I mean, that would bother me had I that opportunity ever arose.
And it would bother me even more if I didn't have an alternative option staring me straight in the face.
Fair. But I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Are you, like, scared?
Hey.
Like, you're going to do it wrong? Like, is there, like, some sort of irrational
fear? Yeah, there
fear?
Is a little bit of that. Technology okay. kind of throws you off. Because a lot of people don't know when they go to Home Depot, they always ask you, is there a job title or a name? And they do the same thing on the self-checkout, but people don't know. You got to hit zero.
What, you know what
to
else
bypass
you can do?
That system.
You don't even have to boop it across like I was doing before, you know, like the whole boop across. They got the yeah. gun now.
Uh-huh.
You grab the little gun.
Yeah, ka-choo, I know.
Ka-choo, ka-choo. That's so fun.
But it still looks for it. You wouldn't know when it says, is there a job title at Home Depot? You wouldn't know what button to push.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
They ask for a job title.
I've self-checked out at Home Depot plenty of times. I go in, I scan my items, I pay for them, and I leave.
Wait, do you scan or do you gun?
Well, it depends. Do I have the big cart? Do I need the gun? If I have the opportunity to use the gun, I use it 100% of the time. Yeah. If it's handheld, I'm just putting it right through.
It's like modern-day duck hunt, man. Yeah. Remember we used to duck hunt?
No. I had to buy some lumber. I was boop-booping like crazy.
That's right. Chewy, I think you got to do this. In fact, I think you got to do it as homework for the show. I think you got to go into Home Depot, you got to get your supplies, and you got to go to the self-checkout. And I think it's going to be lovely. I think you're really going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but then they give you a look.
No,
then you got to deal with the look.
Who
yeah,
gives
there's a
you
look.
A look?
The person that's hawking over it going, did you steal something? There's someone there, Gabe. Don't act like there isn't.
You mean the person
and they always give you?
You
a dirty look.
You mean the person who is there to assist in case something goes wrong?
Yeah.
Like the person at the grocery store who's to come alcohol? Over and check your ID because you decided to purchase alcohol?
It's
like, no, they're just they're standing
Gabe.
There minding their own business. Why do you think they're like looking
I find
at
them
you?
Quite helpful.
Yeah. Take
it's
my
like
coupons
the
if I get a good
it's
coupon.
It's like
the
blood
mail.
Bus. There's a little something there that I got to figure out. But I got to wait 2 months.
You just, not everything's a conspiracy, man. Yeah. Like sometimes people are just standing there because it's their job. They're getting paid by that business
no,
to be
they
there.
Give
you know how
luck.
You said your people at Sendix are like people you talk to? I'm
yeah.
friendly with the person at Metcalf's. I see him all the time. Say hi. How are you? And then I
at
walk
where?
Out the building.
Metcalf's? Yeah.
It's a grocery store.
What is that?
It's a grocery store here in Milwaukee.
Oh.
It's a great place. Love it.
You get dirty looks.
Will you or will you not do your homework assignment? We are assigning
I'll
you.
I'll do it today.
Okay, good, good. You know what you should do? And I know this is going to be asking you a lot. You should videotape it. You should grab your. I know.
We're going to need an assistant. Now you're getting greedy. Now
I
you're
know.
Just getting greedy.
I know.
I don't bring my phone in there. Which has become a big problem.
What's it?
You know, you can use your phone to pay as well. Got you.
I know, but you
got to
put it in your pocket. At least you have a pocketbook. There's nothing worse than having to put the phone in your pocket.
That's just not a problem I have.
Yeah, it is when you
put
work out.
Poll.
That's why
is
people ask me.
Is there nothing worse than putting your phone in your pocket?
That's why I don't wear headphones at the gym, even though it's perfect because then you don't have to talk to anyone. But the stupid thing in your pocket is a pain in the
There's
you-know-what.
The talking to anyone thing again. He's on one side of the fence. He's on the other side of the fence. He's on the other side of the fence. He's on the
Here's
other
it,
side of the fence.
Jen, this is it in a nutshell. When I'm at the checkout thing, I can control the conversation. When I'm in a gym, you have those lurkers that are just looking for an opportunity to talk to you, and then they don't leave.
Well, you can't.
That's the difference.
You can't control the conversation. You can control when the conversation ends because you know there's a timer of, oh, you're done checking my things out. All right, I'm just going to grab my bags
yes.
and be on my way.
Yeah.
I don't say this lightly. I think we need to pursue maybe seeking sainthood for Angie because you are so all
no.
over the place.
No.
You are so inconsistent. It changes from day to day, from item to item, thing to thing.
Look, this
it's
morning
been
16 I saw
minutes in the program Look, and you've had every side.
This morning I saw a new one. This was a new one when I come down because she wakes up about 10 minutes before I do and she's just grinning ear to ear. And I'm like, what's this about? She's like, are you sore? I'm like, yeah, come to think of it, my arms are a little sore. She's like, you got that crap beat out of you last night.
We're snoring again.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It is allergy season, so yeah. I should get a pass for crying out loud.
You get a little backed up.
Nobody yeah. offers so, less passes to other people while seeking more for themselves.
Can we get the Jason crying out loud?
There it is. We just really push and push and push until he demands the break. All right. We'll get to Jason Wilde. I still want to know if you guys are pro self-checkout, because Chewy, up until this point, is not. Although he says he's going to do it for the sake of the show today. He's going to try out the self-checkout. So I assume you've never used it before, right? You never used it before? It's the first time?
Uh-uh.
All right, this will be great. All right, we'll get to Jason Wilde right after this. Stick around. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
Let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The entire state still buzzing after the draft, but of course, you're never going to find a draft seeping through one of Pella's windows or doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick right now. Take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. What's great about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. I was out there a couple weeks ago at their showcase in Brookfield. It's unbelievable. The number of options that they have for you, they are going to find something that fits so perfectly with your home. But certain restrictions do apply. Deal ends April 30th, so place that free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Over here, still basking in the glow of the NFL draft in Green Bay. It's always good to talk to our friend and teammate Jason Wilde about all things Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good, everybody. How are you?
We're good, and I hear you are a self-checkout guy, because Chewy, our guy, has never used the self-checkout before, but yesterday he was complaining about being at a standard checkout line where the gentleman checking out and the gentleman checking out had a conversation, and he couldn't get around it. So would you join our campaign to get Chewy to use the self-checkout line for the first time ever?
Yes. And let's make sure we send Maddie Hayes to get social media content.
Oh, Maddie, you're going to have to hop a plane, get down there to Tampa, so you can follow Chew through the grocery store for the very first time. Jason, yesterday the Packers made another addition to their team. What can you tell us about the newest Green Bay Packer?
Yeah, he's going to be their Zach Bond. Hmm. What do you think? Look, Tausch has said this many times. Chewy, you obviously know this, being a late-round draft pick to seventh round in his case, or sixth round in your case. Picks constantly have to prove they belong in the league. First-round picks constantly have to prove that they don't before they're finally done. And when you're the eighth overall pick, like Isaiah Simmons was, you get opportunities that a seventh-round pick wouldn't get. And the siren song of potential and athleticism and being a high pick is always going to do that. And so, you know, I don't think he's had a bad career. He started 42 games. He was in Arizona for 3 years. He was with the Giants the last two, blocked the field goal against Seattle last year to win a game. But, you know, he hasn't played like an eighth overall pick, a guy who won the Butkus Award and as the best linebacker at Clemson his final year in college. So, you know, this is a low-risk, high-reward signing. And, you know, Tausch was giving me a hard time for having on my duty to-do list to sign a Zach Bond-type player. But that is really an important part of being successful in roster building, is getting guys that are reclamation projects or guys that are on prove-it deals and having them come through. Like Zach Bond. Zach Bond signed a one-year, $3.5 million deal last year with the Eagles. He's supposed to be a special teams guy and a situational edge rusher. And Vic Fangio looked at him and said, no, we're going to play him inside. And the dude was a first-team All-Pro. So I'm not saying that Isaiah Simmons is going to be a first-team All-Pro, but this is these are those kinds of – and too, you've heard me say this before. Like, this is the one area where Ted – he never did this sort of stuff. It was always just, hey, who's the next young guy we can call up from the practice squad? And if, and one of the things that I praise Goody for is whether it's Keyshawn Nixon, who was on a minimum deal, or Devondre Campbell before he was quitting on the 49ers. Those are the types of signings that potentially can pay off big. I don't know if Simmons is going to or not, but that's the kind of signing you make at this time of the year.
Jason, is it fair to say, with the fact that Goody drafted a receiver in the first round and third round, and he never verbalized it, but is it fair to say the fact that he did that, he's not happy with the receiver room?
Yeah, I don't. I just don't think so. And the reason why is because I don't think he in any way went into the draft thinking, I'm going to take two wide receivers in the first 2 days. I mean, he even said it when he got up there, and I know actions speak louder than words, but he said, you know, I didn't think I'd be up here talking about drafting two wide receivers. The Savion Williams kid is fascinating because, and you know, LaFleur immediately tried to tamp down the comp to Deebo Samuel. But the appeal of Williams is that he can do all those things. You can line him up in the backfield and hand him the ball. You can line him up as a wildcat quarterback. You can bring him on jet sweeps and end arounds, and you can play him as a traditional receiver. They don't have a piece like that. And they have had pieces like that before, but not quite like this guy. I think he's more, he's a really big dude too. I think he's more, if you're a little bit older, like Cordarrelle Patterson. He's got some return ability. Like that, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson's not going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but when you had him on your team, you know, whether you were in Minnesota or he was in Atlanta for a while, a couple of other places. Like, he's just such a versatile piece that if you have a really smart offense, you can use him in a myriad of ways and create some matchup problems. So that's what appealed to them. The reason why I say that I don't know if they necessarily intended on that is that Goody said they actually considered Williams at 54, where they took Anthony Belton, the behemoth offensive lineman. And so when you consider a guy with your second-round pick, and then he's still sitting there when you're on the clock again as your third-round pick, then you pick him because he's so much higher graded than the other people you might take in the third round.
Of the eight picks, who are you most intrigued by?
Well, great question, because there's several of them that I am. Obviously, Williams, what I was just saying. And by the way, I don't know if they take Williams if the corner from East Carolina, Ravel, is still on the board. He went at 76. They picked Williams at 87. But Ravel's a guy they had in for a visit. He fits a need at corner, because I know there's fans that still think there's a chance that they're going to keep Jair. I don't see that happening, but I'm with you. I hope he stays. But look, there's a couple of guys that I'm really interested in. One, they had a really good run defense last year, right? And then TJ Slayton leaves in free agency. So Barron, the defensive tackle from Georgia, is a big dude. He's a different type of player than Devontae Wyatt, also from Georgia. But he's an intriguing type of, you know, kind of run-stuffing guy with a little bit of quickness. Sixth-round pick, usually those guys stink, as we know, but sometimes you hit on them. And so I'm intrigued by him. Obviously, I love the Barron Sorrell story. Everybody does. But I think the sneaky guy that I'm curious about, speaking of corners, is Micah Robinson. Now, he started at Furman, then he went to Tulane. That's not exactly, you know, Alabama or Boston College, but he's smaller than they usually prefer their corners, but clearly where they're at roster wise, they really think highly of Carrington Valentine, who came to the Tundra Trio and did a Q&A with Strofe the other day. I think that they really are going to give Kalen King an opportunity to be part of their rotation. And now they've drafted Micah Robinson. Those are three straight years where they've taken seventh round corners. And I'm intrigued by whether or not Robinson can be, you know, kind of Carrington Valentine-esque and be able to be a player that contributes.
Jason, all things considered, how would you grade the draft experience in Green Bay?
For me?
Yeah.
It was an F. I didn't do anything. I can't decide if I regret that or if I'm fine with that. Like, from a reporter's standpoint and from a general manager's standpoint, Goody and I are on the same page. I thought it was going to be a total pain in the ass. And it wasn't. It was super convenient. Like, I didn't run into any traffic problems. I didn't have any drunk people giving me a hard time.
Nobody tried to steal your car after you left it running for 11 hours?
11 hours, exactly. That'll be the highlight for me. But I did not take the time, you know, and especially on Saturday, which was when I was going to do it, but then, you know, the Baron Sorrell story happened, and I didn't walk around the campus once you were inside the fence, and so I never really saw everything that was going on. I give it an A because I'm proud of my state, and I'm proud of my town, and I'm proud of my people as a Wisconsinite. And the fact that this was a national event, but it was really a local event, because yes, there were certainly people that came in from other NFL cities to be at the draft, but it was overwhelmingly Wisconsinites and Packers fans. And I have a buddy that drives for Uber, and he worked the airport, you know, trying to make some extra money. And he drove around Pac-Man Jones for a couple of days, which I thought was a cool story. But beyond that, he said, you know, and he was talking to his other buddies who do it, there weren't the number of out-of-town people flying in and out of tiny little Austin Strawbel Airport and filling up our city. And when they first announced this, I was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do with 200,000 out-of-towners coming in here to this city? You know, they're going to be staying in hotels as far south as Racine, Kenosha, and then having to commute up here. And that just wasn't the case. It was Wisconsin folks who love the Packers, love beer, love a good time, love outdoor drinking, and that's what they did. They walked around the stadium and watched the picks come off the board, enjoyed some adult beverages, and enjoyed being outside at least two of the 3 days. Friday was not ideal.
Jason, I know you've got a good relationship with Mike McCarthy. Have you talked to him since his experience on the Pat McAfee show? Is doing more media something that he could do in his future?
I thought you were going to say, is he okay? After doing the Pat McAfee show.
I mean, if you saw that clip, turning down.
Yeah, saw the clip.
I did not.
Vitamins, I was told.
Vitamins. Oh, I'm sure. That's what Pat was puffing out of the, whatever.
Vape
that he had, yes. He offered Mike some, Mike turned it down. But have you had a chance to talk with Mike? Because I got to imagine he was pretty good.
So I no longer have a good relationship with Mike because he went on there instead of coming out with Tausch and me.
You guys weren't doing draft night coverage?
No, we weren't. But so I actually had reached out to him a month ago before the draft. Because if he's going to, in all seriousness, it's a great question. Because if he's going to do media, you know, we've got Barry Alvarez on the Great Dane Huddle in Madison all the time. I would like, you know, we've got Brian Bulaga who comes on once a week with us. We've got Crazy Uncle Homer. I would love for us to have a regular thing with Mike McCarthy. And so I reached out to him a month ago and I said, hey, are you going to come in for the draft? We'd love to see you. We'd love to have you on. He's like, no, Izzy's got a bunch of volleyball tournaments. I'm going to be going to that. And then he announces that, you know, or then the news breaks that he's going to be on McAfee. And I texted him right away. I'm like, what the hell's going on out here in my best Vince Lombardi voice? He's like, you know, yeah, I'm just coming in for the day. And so I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to do any more media, we'd love to have you. And so then I texted him after he was on. And you know, he I used to irritate him with this, kind of like, I'm not comparing myself to Frank Caliendo here, but I guess I am. Like, John Madden used to dislike the imitation that Frank would do of him until he finally met Frank and liked him. And McCarthy used to hate the fact that I would make fun of the way he said positive.
Yeah, that little positive. Pittsburgh drawl.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and you also do the high side of caution.
I do. I've got a lot of McCarthyisms. There's no doubt about it. But so I texted him after his one night on there, and I said, hey, I didn't get to watch, but I've heard a ton of reviews, and I heard that they were very, very positive. And he texted me back and said, you're still funny, you... And then there was a word that I can't use on the radio. And so he does have a bunch of club volleyball tournaments to go to, but he says he's going to be back in town when the girls are out of school. And so I'm, because he's still got his house here. So a long answer to a otherwise short question, but I did not get to see him. I am hopeful that if he's going to, he is obviously staying out this season. I don't know if he plans on coaching again. But I think he would be great. And if you guys tell me if you saw him on McAfee, was he really good? Because that's, I've heard nothing but good things about how he was.
Yeah, I mean, again, same thing, Jason. I just didn't. We had so many other things going on at the trio. I didn't get a chance to actually see other than the clip of him turning down the puff
vitamins,
the puff of vitamins,
the vitamins. Jason, last thing for you before we let you go, Matt Schneidman of The Athletic put out a post on Twitter. Players I didn't spot in the Packers team, Fotag Evans. Is it Siegel? Is that how you pronounce Evans' last name?
Yep. Evan Siegel. Yep.
154 picture gallery from the first day of voluntary workouts. Jair Alexander, Christian Watson, Elton Jenkins, Matt Orzech. Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, long snapper. Yep,
uh-huh. And then Romeo Doubs. Any issue there? Any concern? It's voluntary. I want to be very clear. These are voluntary workouts. But the Romeo Doubs thing did raise my eyebrows a little bit. Tell me that I shouldn't read into that at all.
You shouldn't read into that at all, but I'm lying. By the way, and there was a correction. Christian Watson was there because there was another photo of him there. And so kudos to Christian, who's coming back from his ACL, for being there. I don't want to cast any aspersions on Romeo Doubs, but here's the problem, right? When you do something like he did before the Rams game, of not showing up for work for 2 days, people are going to question you not being there. He may have a very legitimate reason for not being at the voluntary workouts. To me, the question was, and I texted LaFleur and he didn't get back to me. I just want to know, is Jair there or not? Right? Because, again, there's a segment of the fan base that thinks that we're trying to run him out of town, and that's just not the case. Everything that we have talked to, all of us, Matt, Rob, Tom Silverstein, me, indicates that they're moving on, and it's just a matter of trying to get something for him, and that's probably a fool's errand. But if he wasn't there when he's under contract and he has an off-season workout bonus, I don't, maybe they, what they could be doing is saying, hey, we're going to pay you the bonus anyway, but you know, we're obviously working through this and you're not going to be here. I don't know, but all this, he's on the kiss of death of a player, is he's on our roster right now. And Goody finally said that before and after the draft. So that was interesting to me. Again, I don't know about Romeo Doubs, but I've said this to you, Gabe. I've said it elsewhere. I just don't know how, after what happened, you would ever trust him to the point of signing him to a long-term extension. I just think that maybe that's just me, but he can make himself a ton of money this year if he plays his tail off, doesn't create any issues, avoids concussions, but I think he would be making that money with some other team.
Jason, good stuff as always. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every day here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. So, yes, no, worry, Romeo.
Worry.
I don't know if it's noteworthy. I don't know if it's worry, but I think it's noteworthy.
How much can I worry about a guy I don't think is all that good?
There you go.
So You think he's out? You're over him.
A fifth option.
You're over him.
Yes.
I think he's going to ask for a trade. Like, it's possible. Why didn't you show up when you went through? Obviously, you didn't learn anything. I mean, you got to know that if you blow it off, people are going to talk. Correct. I'd be worried.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. It's the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app, a customizable homepage, easier and quicker live listening, your shows at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app is available in Apple and Android app stores. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread. Yeah, you want some
sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes,
it's just necessary.
You follow?
Like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Miss any of our conversation with Jason Wilde, you can find it on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. It's where we push all of our show content, so you can hear all of our conversations, including what he said about Romeo Doubs. Romeo Doubs, apparently, again, there's a lot of hypotheticals happening here, okay? We don't have a full roster of who was and who wasn't. There's no attendance taken and distributed for voluntary.
They don't call roll?
They probably do. I just don't think that we're going to be privy to it.
Romeo Doubs. Romeo, are you here?
Bueller. So yesterday's voluntary workout, Jair Alexander, Elgton Jenkins, Matt Orzech, and Romeo Doubs. We did see that Christian Watson was actually there. So Romeo Doubs not there, and Chewy says worry, and Gabe says it's noteworthy. Why is it noteworthy to you, Gabe, that Romeo Doubs was not there?
Well, again, it's a voluntary workout, so you don't have to be there. But based on everything that happened, Chewy, it's different now. It's different than when you played. Like, they can't, you know, they put the contract in the incentives, which he doesn't have because he's still on his rookie deal, but somebody like Jair has, or they even threw it in Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's not like when you played, because the way that the players wanted the CBA was easier off seasons. So, like, somebody like Holmgren, or in this case LaFleur, just can't apply the pressure like somebody could apply back to you back in the day. That's just not
how
it works
anymore.
Though,
but there's still recourse. I mean, Romeo Doubs comes in for the next one, and they go, okay, you run with the third team.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, there is, definitely do that.
Sure. I mean, with Holmgren, there was it was voluntary in name only. That's it.
But to be fair, let me tell you, if Chase misses a practice, they do the same thing at the high school level, right?
Yeah.
Like, well,
but, I mean,
you're
supposed to not be punished like that, Chew, if you don't show up.
Right.
Like, that's again how it's all negotiated. And
I had a rule. I had the same rule. Like, if you miss practice and you're not a good player, you don't play. But if you're good, you're going to play.
Yeah. Again, talk it out of both sides of your mouth.
That doesn't seem like a rule. It seems more like a guideline. Like, easier to break the guideline.
Let me just say this one thing, because I'm not sure if you guys know this. Players pout. Players are whiny. Players complain. They do all that. I complained. Okay.
Never knew
so
that.
When Keith came in in 95, I knew it was going to help, but I was ticked because I was relegated from, you know, I think that year I caught 56 balls before he got there, and then I'm the designated blocker, right? So they knew that, and I played it off well, but if I'm having a bad day, I'm pouting and ranting and raving. In Holmgren, you know, because they know, because players are babies, and who wouldn't want 10 targets as opposed to one in a game? So they have to massage that. It's just a bad look for Romeo because you were pouting last year, you missed two practices, and now because, Gabe, I can tell you this, I guarantee if he had an excuse, LaFleur would have said, Romeo has a family issue and he's not going to be. He didn't do that.
But LaFleur also didn't speak yesterday.
No, I know.
They just had a thing, right? Like, so he could come up at some point this week and say, and actually say that. So let me ask you this, Drew. If you were out of town and you had to come back for, again, voluntary and name only, especially in your day, mini camp or practice, how early are you booking that flight?
Well, they booked a flight for you. You're not booking it. They'll call up because they had a travel agency, and you'd be like, and she would call and say, hey, I got you on the Southwest 1030 leaving Scottsdale.
So yeah,
perfect. Great. So that's probably 3 weeks to a month.
So they, I mean, again, if Romeo, so you, do we think he canceled the flight to come back, or was he planning not to show up to this thing regardless? Because my point is
based
that,
upon,
that flight would have been booked
to? Based upon past information, you have to go, at least a percentage has to go like, he's pissed because he knows.
Yeah, but
he knows
so that
the
means,
writing on the wall, Gabe, is he ain't going to be here next year.
So that means he would have canceled the flight. Because this flight would have been booked well before Matthew Golden was taken on Thursday, before Savion Williams was taken on Friday. Yeah. So he either just skipped out on the flight or canceled the flight on Saturday to come back Monday. My guess is that he was never planning on coming to this thing yesterday.
Okay, so here's the problem that Romeo Dobbs is facing right now. And again, we don't know a lot of details. I want to be clear on that. But the problem he is facing is his past. You mentioned it, Chu. He skipped practice. He was punished for that. He later said he was upset with his role in the team's passing game. When you have that hanging on your resume and you don't show up to the voluntary workouts after your team drafts a wide receiver in the first round and a wide receiver in the third round, and all of a sudden there are questions about where you are going to fall in the pecking order, people might put together that you're frustrated with the direction of the team, with the direction of the wide receivers, and your role in that situation. Like, again, is it fair? Maybe not. But I also think, like, you have to recognize that that is something that people might do based on what you have done in the past. So that's where we are now. Would it shock you, Chu, if Romeo Dobbs watched the first round, watched the third round, saw that they were adding these wide receivers and went, bleep these guys? Would that shock
you? Not one bit. And it happens with every team. You know? It happens with every team. No, it wouldn't shock me now. It wouldn't shock me the other way if he had an excused absence. But certainly, you know, someone goes into your house and steals something. Not something very big. But then all of a sudden you're missing a $10,000 watch and that person was at the party. You're automatically going to go there, right?
Do you have friends that are stealing things out of your house?
Are
this
you
seems
watching
really specific.
Our Neighbors and Friends or whatever that show is on Apple? Is that what's happening?
That's pretty
here?
Good with John Hamm.
I'm
but
just
when he
saying.
Said that, didn't that sound exactly
friends
like...
Friends and Neighbors, yeah.
I'm just saying, of course you're going to point the finger kind of at the person that stole something before.
All I want to say is this. If
what,
I was if
what
I,
are you letting somebody who stole something from you back in your house?
We'll
I got a lot
it.
Of questions
we'll
about you
it.
And your
No,
logistics.
We're not gonna get to it today. We'll, down the line when we got nothing to talk about, which will probably be never.
Down the line, you're gonna tell us about a friend who stole something from you and you allowed them back in your house.
I still don't have confirmation.
Well, it was too specific for it to be a general
Josh.
Example.
Is there a way we can poll this?
I have no idea.
What are you even asking us?
I'm asking, do you think it's a possibility that he saw the picks in the first and the third round and said, that's it. I'm not coming.
I think it's more likely that he was never planning on showing up Monday before the draft. Again, which I'm not saying is perfect and it's not an issue. I'm just saying I think that was a decision he made well before the draft.
There's a difference between doing something that is against the rules and still doing something that is wrong. I don't think Romeo Dobbs broke the rules. It's voluntary workouts. You don't have to show up. But on the other hand, wouldn't you like Romeo Dobbs in uniform, working out with these guys, showing that he wants to be there, showing he wants to contribute to the team, showing that last year is last year, he's turned over a new leaf, and you're not going to see the same type of stuff showing up if he feels like his role in the team's passing game is limited? Yes, I would like for him to be there. Again, did he do anything wrong? He didn't do anything against the rules. But I think he should have probably been there. Again, we don't know why he's not there. All we know is, according to photographs, he wasn't. So I want to make clear on this. There's a lot of, like, gray area in this situation. But if it turns out that Romeo Doubs just chose not to go to voluntary workouts, I think it's fair to say I would have suggested another path.
But the Packers aren't dumb enough to realize that people are going to put two and two together. So to dispel this whole thing, wouldn't you just release a statement and say Elgton Jenkins was excused, Romeo Doubs was excused?
Well, but you don't. But you don't have to excuse people from it because it's voluntary. Like, yeah, nope, you don't have to show up. Like, you don't have to release those statements because nothing's excused or unexcused because it's voluntary.
I just know if I had the disappointing season that Romeo Doubs last year, I would probably be at everything I could.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, especially like, would I show up? Them. Yeah.
Right, but run it through that prism of I want another contract, I want to be a bigger part of this offense, to me it's as simple as that. Like, whether it was intentional, whether it was all part of the plan, whether he decided not to at the 11th hour, I don't think is all that relevant.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you guys this. Jair Alexander was on that list. What do you think the message is there?
Stay away.
No, I'm not coming back. So what the hell am I coming for?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason for him to be there.
Sure.
And I'm sure the Packers don't want him there. Because what's the point of him being there?
But we're kind of drawing the same conclusion as we are with Dobbs.
But again, who else wasn't on that? Who else was on that list?
Elton and then Lance Ulbrich.
The long snapper, Matt Orsak.
I was close. Hey, let me ask you this. Are you really supposed to know who the long snapper is on a team? I mean,
no,
in fairness.
We have in Green Bay because they were bad for a long time.
And that's the only reason. That's why the job sucked. The only time you get notice is when you screw up. And I screwed up a lot.
Still do.
They used to call it Bowling for Dollars.
Or Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Yep. Imagine that snap, Gabe, hitting the tower. The old, you know, the tower that films.
Every once in a while when I'm up in Green Bay. Every once in a while when I'm up in Green Bay and I like see something, like I think about that. I think about you long snapping and hitting the tower.
The film tower where they stand.
Yeah, the film tower.
To shoot from above.
Like, and I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Like, it's impressive that you could have a ball and snap it between your legs and get it up there. Like, that's a pretty good skill.
I wish Uke was there just to hear the a bit outside.
He might have said, get up, get out. Might have been more appropriate. Again, want to be clear, these are voluntary workouts, and he's not doing anything wrong. I think it's very important that we say it's voluntary. You don't have to show up. It is interesting, though, given all of the circumstances, given what transpired last year, that his name is one of a handful on the list of guys not at the voluntary workouts. And we will keep, of course, monitoring it and see if it ends up being a full-blown issue. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this. Stick around.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Okay, so what does that mean? That means if you're dealing with low testosterone, Mentality can help. How do you know? Well, if you're tired, groggy, you just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day that you once used to, those are all signs of low testosterone. And it's easy to find out. You contact Mentality, book an appointment at lowtusa.com. You go into their local clinic here in Wauwatosa, take a blood panel, and if your testosterone levels are low, you get your results back in about a week. Then you can start a customized testosterone treatment plan that Mentality has for you. They have helped me out over the last handful of years, really feeling, you know, again, like a younger version of myself that I can go and attack all these days. So go to the website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and pixies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy. The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It's conveniently located in the heart of the downtown theater district. With deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music, you'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. For a limited time, enjoy exclusive seasonal rates starting at $139 a night. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. I think people want us to talk about the Bucks.
It'll all be over soon.
But that's not actually true.
It's just starting.
Yeah. Like the interesting stuff starts right around, what time did they tip? 5 Central tonight. So around 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight is when things are going to start to get real interesting.
What, the chatter will begin? Giannis
Who
exiting?
Who knows? Who knows what happens?
I want them to win. I don't think they will win, but I still want them to win. And for that reason, I am not going to watch.
Gotta be honest, I'm rather indifferent at this point.
Yeah, that's called a defense mechanism. Uh-huh. Is what they do. <Josh. laughs> That's you protecting you from you. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Get to it in the second hour. Stick around.